Tamoko in New Zealand. Tamoko is a complicated type of Maori tattoo. To find out more about moko, Suze Fox interviewed Manu Horomia, a Maori tattoo artist, for a school project.
When non-Maori get moko, you guys get very upset about it. Why?
For us, moko is not just about fashion. It's part of our culture, of who we are. Pākehā do not have the right to wear it. You can wear other types of tattoos which are inspired by moko. That's okay. But true moko is sacred. It belongs to us.
I've heard that every moko tattoo is unique. Can you tell me a little more about moko in general? What makes it so special?
Moko is like a sign language. All the patterns have meaning. It's like the history of your family background written on your skin. Like what part of the country you come from, for example. In the past, it also gave information about a person's talents. If you were a fast runner or a good fighter, for instance, the moko on your thighs or buttocks told people about these skills. And yes, every moko tattoo looks different.
Wow. Did all Maoris have tattoos in the past?
Yes, it was unthinkable for an adult Maori not to have moko. We Maori believe that the head is the most sacred part of the body, so facial tattoos were especially important.
Right. So you're saying that women had moko as well?
Oh, yes. Women usually had moko on the chin and lips. The place of the tattoo was important. In the past, moko on the chin told people that a girl was ready to get married, for example.
Tattoos on the lips? That sounds very painful. You told me earlier that most Maoris today choose a modern tattooing needle because it's faster and more precise. How was it done in the past?
Traditionally, people used albatross bones or shark's teeth. The design was cut into the skin and the ink rubbed into the cuts. The process was so painful that you could not have it all done at once. Nowadays, it's becoming popular to have moko done in the old way, especially among young people. They're very brave.
Tattoos cut into your skin? With bones? They're crazy! I wonder if moko have the same meaning for urban Maoris today. I haven't seen any young Maoris with a full face tattoo here in Auckland. None of the Maori in my school have facial moko.
It's true that it's almost impossible to read moko in the same detailed way as we did in the past. But in general, for most of us, moko means what it has always meant. It is a symbol of Maori identity. Are you interested in getting a small tattoo? On your ankle, perhaps?
Oh, no thanks. My mum would have a fit, and I don't like needles. Thank you for your time, Mr. Horomia. E noho rā.
E noho rā.